you always need to be approaching yourself as glass half full. So, okay, you didn't do computers when you were in high school. What did you do? Was it horseback riding? Was it knitting? And what does that mean about you as a person?
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. As you know, this is Esprit Devora. You could find us at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, or you could tweet me at Esprit Devora. I am still here in Dublin, Ireland. Oh my gosh, do I feel so blessed to be here. It's an incredible startup culture. I'm sitting in the Workbench collaborative workspace here inside the Bank of Ireland on Trinity College, which is this gorgeous, gorgeous campus. And today I am joined with Naomi. And I'm so excited for you to be here. Thank you for making time and having a flexible schedule.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
So tell me, go ahead, introduce yourself and tell me about your company.
My name is Naomi Freeman, and I have been with my company just less than 24 hours.
What?
Which is...
I didn't even know that.
So I can talk a little bit about what I've done in the past, what I'm working on now. So I'm currently at Dogpatch Labs.
And by the way, you guys, Dogpatch is so cool. I was actually going to talk about Liz McCarthy and, like, Dogpatch. Let's talk about Dogpatch, because 24 hours or not, like, Dogpatch is a really important place to know about in Dublin for the tech community. And I'm really excited about it. I'm going to be there myself tomorrow, and I can't wait to experience it myself. So go ahead and tell us a bit about Dogpatch.
Well, I'm sure that Liz will be able to get into the details a little bit more, but it's a really great, it's a co-working space. There's a lot of tech things going on there. There's also one of my favorite things in the world, Coder Dojo. I actually volunteer and mentor with them. They teach kids how to program, and they run out of there every couple of weeks. They've got great new event spaces. There's all kinds of hackathons and meetings and all kinds of lunch and learns going on, and it's just a great vibe. And a really beautiful space.
Awesome. And what is your role there? What did you get hired to do in the last 24 hours?
I am the senior partnership associate, and I'll be helping to drive through sort of new initiatives in diversity, building on a lot of work that they've already done. You know, a few weeks ago, they had the Global Hack Diversity. Facebook ran that, I believe, out of Dogpatch Labs. And they're already doing great work, and they're looking to build on that and do even more. So that's what I'll be working on.
That's awesome. I'm excited to see where you take this role. Like, I am stoked that I get to be part of, like, step one of that journey. That's where, like, you had to get hired first. So step of initiating into it. This is exciting. So tell me a little bit about, when did you become passionate about technology?
Well, it's interesting because I originally did a double major in university in creative writing and philosophy. I worked in volunteer engagement. I was a fellow on the Obama campaign. And it was when I was doing that sort of stuff that I realized that technology was really important. The best way to make impact and to do it at scale was to learn computers. So being the extreme kind of person I am, I went through a Google hackathon and then an apprenticeship at Shopify, which is a huge e-commerce company. Became a back-end programmer and was coding, and I became a CTO. And
what? Amazing! Wait, where are you from originally?
Canada.
Yeah, because your accent isn't Irish.
No, yeah. It's not.
And how did you end up in Dublin?
That's a funny story. I was in California. I was in San Fran giving a big tech talk. And Silicon Valley wanted me, and this was a few years ago, and I ran into this guy called Eamon Leonard. He was a big VC here in Dublin. Now he's got his own company going. And he's like, why don't you just tech out Dublin? There's great tech going on. And I was like, Dublin? What is going on in Dublin? And turns out there's a lot. So I came over and checked out a bunch of companies and ended up staying here.
I mean, this is, okay, wait, there's so much we have to talk. Okay, let me do this. Because it's like 6 right now, because we could finish this conversation out. Let me just check how we are on time. And then if anything, like, we'll just carry the conversation, we'll walk and talk. So I had no idea that we literally, like, hijack someone's office all day to do these interviews, and I just found out. So we're going to have an honorary guy in tech on the Women in Tech podcast, okay. And I want you to do a shout-out. This is awesome. So do a shout-out. Here, hold this and just hold it, like, right under there so it's stable.
Sure.
And then just, like, introduce yourself and your company and in your office.
Okay, thank you very much. I feel honored. Wow, a guy and girl in tech. My name is Clive Foley. I'm the CTO and co-founder of a company called Plink.me. We are Europe's first money messenger. Think of it as a tiny little bank in an app messenger. Text your friends, send pictures, send videos, but also send money in real time and for free 24/7.
And how did I end up with your office?
Well, the folks here at Bank of Ireland asked us, would we mind giving it up, saying that things are quiet around here today and you're very, very busy, very, very important. And we're big supporters of ladies in tech, so we said, of course we would, being the gentlemen that we are.
How can people get in touch with you?
Go to plink.me. I personally am on Twitter at Clive Foley. Reach out, say hello. We respond pretty quickly.
Can you spell both?
Yeah, so Plink is plink.me and Clive is C-L-I-V-E. Surname is F-O-L-E-Y.
Amazing. Thank you so much for lending us your office. I had no idea. And now thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people will be hearing about Plink because of it on the Women in Tech podcast.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I will say it's a good thing.
Time to scale
really quickly. Push the EC2 button. Load more machines.
Oh yeah. My gosh, thank you.
No problem.
The Women in Tech podcast was just featured at the top of all of iTunes like for the past 2 weeks.
Oh God, so when the server fails tomorrow, we know that it's because...
This doesn't come out for a month. But it's like it's a well-respected show, and so thank you for contributing your kindness to promoting lovely women like this.
Thanks for giving us 2 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
Good luck with the rest.
All right. Yeah, and they said we could just finish episodes. Okay, like we're okay. All right. Bye. How nice of them.
They even gave me chocolate.
Get out.
We're using their office and they gave me chocolate.
How nice. I'm dying. I had no idea. They were like, would you like a meeting room or like outside? I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter. Like I'm not, it's just a conversation. And then they're like, okay, we scheduled a room for you. I'm like, sweet. Wait, there's so much that I want to dive into. First of all, like... I mean, you've thrown around so many, like, you've been a CTO, programming, like, it means you know how to, like, manage people, you know how to manage teams, you know how to manage yourself, you like, know how to code, and now you know how to do partnerships, which is usually the opposite. Like, usually if you're a programmer, developer, you're a wallflower and you don't want to talk to anybody, like, you're not usually the extrovert who wants to do partnerships. So, I mean, like, most legitimately, how did you get to who you are today? Like, where did it all start? Like how do you develop those skills to be sought after in Silicon Valley and get to make the choices of where you want to work?
I can thank many, many hours of blowing up balloons at the York University Career Fair for where I am today. So at York University in Canada, where I went to school, there's this great student leadership program. And they do everything from Halloween to birthdays to, I don't know, they just make these huge events. It's a school of like 50,000 people, so there's lots going on. And I was such a hardcore academic. I was in a new city, I needed friends, and these people were everywhere, so I decided to be their friends. And I moved up, I became a coordinator, I became executive leadership in my final year, got sent to different places in the world to learn leadership and etiquette and all of that. And I didn't realize at the time that having all of that fun was actually giving me some really valuable skills. You know, I managed a 6-person team and a $250,000 budget in my third year of university.
That's so cool. I mean, anybody could do that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, anybody could get involved in an organization and request to have a leadership type role and to gain experience.
Absolutely. And it started with me going out and just looking for friends, and they ran movie nights, they did tree planting, they did so many different things, and I wasn't trying to create my executive life at that time.
Right.
But if you just take a little bit here and a little bit there and contribute, if you give before you take, you'd be amazed at what the world will give you.
Yeah. There's that whole book. What is it? Something like Give. I think it's called Give or something. Anyway, yes, totally agree. And what kind of suggestions would you give to people who want to immerse themselves in the tech world today and don't know where to get started? Like even Rabia, this awesome girl that was introduced to me via a friend of mine, she's like, I really want to learn how to code. Like, where do you tell someone to get started?
I ended up going through a unique program and an apprenticeship at a unique time for a unique company. And so for me, it was about allowing myself to be open to the opportunity and to go forth as the things happened in the most unexpected way possible. And so I'm always a little bit hesitant to say, here's the way that you do the thing, because I think we all have our own journeys.
Amen.
But one thing that I really have noticed is a lot of people seem to say, oh, well, you know, women in tech, this and that, it's a problem. You know, this woman doesn't have that and this person doesn't have that. And I think we need to look at it glass half full. And I think you always need to be approaching yourself as glass half full. So, okay, you didn't do computers when you were in high school. What did you do? Was it horseback riding? Was it knitting? And what does that mean about you as a person? Do you have experience blowing up balloons for 50,000 people? What does that bring to the table? And I think in the conversation, people are often forgetting to ask women what they want to bring to the table. I remember last year there was this huge controversy. I forget the company, so I won't name it. But there was a hack a hairdryer event. And everyone was like, come on, like, why is this the only way for women to go into tech? And someone actually, you know, they came back onto my Twitter 2 days later. I didn't know them. They personally attacked me and they're like, well, what else are we supposed to do? How else are we supposed to get women into tech? I'm like, have you ever asked them? Have you ever asked them what they want to bring? And so I'd say first, figure out what it is you want to bring and figure out what it is you want to do. And then go and look for the resources to support adding technology to that. We don't all need to be computer engineers. Very few of us need to be computer engineers. So what is your actual goal? Do you want to learn to create a form to take donations? Do you want to connect your email to a database so you can stop entering them manually? And from there, you can start to look at, based on that goal, do I need to look at a hackathon? Do I need to look at a one-year coding program? There's all kinds of academies in the States and all kinds of ways you can do it. I myself have taught a course on Treehouse. It's an online learning platform.
It's amazing company.
I love them. They're so great to work with.
I think it's treehouse.io, right?
I think it's teamtreehouse.com.
Oh, yes. That's what it was. It was Team Treehouse. Yeah. So, and we'll include that in the show notes as well. Team Treehouse, you guys, read even the Team Treehouse blog. Like, how they run Treehouse itself is fascinating. They really believe in prioritizing living. You know? They believe in prioritizing living and having a nice, fulfilled life that incorporates working on something you feel passionate about and also going on a hike. You know? Yeah.
Absolutely. And I was there. I worked with them for a couple of months getting the curriculum together. I was on site for a week doing filming. And they actually live their values, like they post them on the website. And, you know, they've got four-day weeks. They're smart people. They don't step on each other. They work together well. It's just, they're brilliant.
Just in case you guys didn't hear her, they literally have four-day work weeks. Like, it's cool. Just, like, investigate it. And so, okay, you're speaking at a conference. Everybody wants to work with you. And you find Dogpatch. How did Dogpatch get so lucky?
Well, I've actually been in Ireland a couple of years. Originally, I was touring around and promoting things like my Treehouse course and a couple other things. And part of what kept me in Ireland is that I was helping lead the expansion of Shopify here. Obviously, they did most of the groundwork back home. I was a small part of it, but I ended up in Galway for a summer, leading Shopify's first expansion overseas.
Which is also in Ireland. FYI, just in case.
Other posts, but yeah. It's so cute. And when I came back to Dublin, it, again, being kind of alone in a new place. Like, I had some friends, but I just moved. Dogpatch has events going on. They've got open workspace. They've got motivated, excited people just doing stuff and talking about it all over the city all the time. It's really easy to go in and check out an event, connect with the people there. And when they were hiring me, it was kind of this joke. It's like, well, people already don't know if I work here or not, between my volunteering and coming to the hackathons, contributing to open source stuff, you know, always in that building. And so when Liz and I had been talking over a few months, you know, we check in here, we check in there, we're always on the same page.
And Liz is with Dogpatch.
Liz is with Dogpatch, and I'm sure you'll talk to her more.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm just so lucky to be able to be part of this, because Ireland is at such a unique moment in the startup scene, in the tech scene, in the talent that's happening here. It's an extraordinary moment with extraordinary magic happening, and I'm so excited to be part of it through Dogpatch to help grow that potential. I really want to see where it goes. And Dogpatch has been a driving force in so much of what's already going on. So I'm just so grateful and I'm so excited.
Oh my God, I love your energy. Like, I was already excited about Dublin and about Irish tech, and I was here in 2014, which I think was the first, or 2013, around there, the first Web Summit. There's a huge conference here called the Web Summit, which we get into another time. But, like, you've got me even more excited. Like, your energy, like, made me, like, more excited than I already was. It's cool. How can people connect with you?
How can they connect with me? My Twitter is Naomi_Freeman.
And how do you spell it?
Naomi_Freeman.
And we'll also include it in the show notes, of course.
And then through my Twitter bio, I might have my website up. I might not. It's going through transition. I'm going through transition, but good transition.
100%. And if you want to check out Dogpatch Labs further, just go to @DogpatchLabs on Twitter or dogpatchlabs.com. Thank you so much for spending time with the Women in Tech podcast. I'm sure, like, so many people will just, like, be... I'm geeked to hear your story. Like, I think you're so rad.
Thank you.
Like, I just want to talk to you for hours. Like, I don't want this to be, like, a 20-minute episode, you know? But, like, you're awesome. And I'm so grateful that you've been on the show. And I'm grateful to stay connected. And thank you. If you want to connect with more amazing women in tech, go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com, which takes you directly to our Facebook group. So you don't have to search in all sorts of weird characters. And I look forward to you guys connecting with me, too. So I will see you guys, hear you guys, talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.